May 17th through the 23rd is Healthcare Technology Management Week, and here to explain what that is Steve Yelton, professor in Electrical Engineering Technologies Department at Cincinnati State Technical and Community College. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Good. Now, how important is it to service and maintain the medical equipment?
It's a very important job. It's very rewarding. These are the people who maintain all of our medical equipment in the hospitals, doctor's offices, and so forth. So when you go in for a procedure, these are the people that make sure that the equipment is safe and ready for you when you're having that procedure done. And, of course, you know, we're talking about healthcare and life support, so it is very important.
Now, how many people will make up an HTM team?
Well, in a lot of hospitals, of course, it depends on the size of the hospital and the amount of equipment that's in that hospital, but you could have 20 to even 40 employees in that department. And those people range from technicians to engineers, managers, and you know, everyone in between, the full gamut. So what's nice about that is there's a lot of opportunities for people who want to get into that field. There's a lot of jobs.
What kind of education do you need? Is this something that you have to go to a college for, or is it something that you can learn on-the-job training?
Generally, you do go to a college. Most people start with an associate's degree. They have an associate's degree in biomedical, engineering technology, or even move on to a bachelor's degree level, particularly if you want to move into a management role or a more technical role. You could also, there are people in the field who maybe had military training and moved into it that way. But generally, the easiest way would be with an associate's degree and move into it from that level, 2-year degree.
Are there any colleges in particular that specialize in this field, or can you pretty much go to any general college?
Well, there are a lot of colleges around the country that do specialize in it, and the ultimate would be to go into a biomedical program in that college that specifically trains, you know, a person to work on medical equipment. If that's not available, there are even more colleges that offer an electronics engineering technology program, which at that point you could go to work and get some on-the-job training to hone your skills in medical technology. The AAMI website, which is AAMI.org, actually has a student site that has all of the programs around the country listed. So if any of your listeners are interested in exploring that, they could go into the AAMI.org website and click on the state, and it would show all of the programs in their area that are available in this field.
Now, what makes healthcare technology management a great career?
There are a lot of things. One of the things is it's exciting. You get to work with clinicians, doctors, nurses. You get to apply technology. If you're a person who's into electronics or information technology or the medical field, it's a great career because it actually ties all three of those together. And then the nice thing is there's lots of job opportunities. No matter what happens with the economy, you're going to need to be able to service medical equipment. There's always going to be a need there. So because of that, there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of job security. Besides the fact it's also very rewarding because you're working in a healthcare field and, you're doing something that you can feel good about at the end of the day. Besides the fact that it's an exciting field. And I like it. One reason is because of the security. You know that you're going to have a job. There are a lot of jobs nationwide. If you're interested in relocating or if you choose to relocate, then it's a great field for that because there are going to be hospitals pretty much anywhere you go. So I think it's a really smart career choice for anyone who's interested in either getting into the workforce or even making a midlife career change.
Now, if someone wants to find out more information about this, what's the best way to do it?
I would recommend that they go to the AAMI website, which is AAMI.org, And there are a lot of information there. It can direct them to training opportunities, to schools. It can even tell them more about the field. There are sections in there on frequently asked questions, the profession, anything really that they're interested in finding out, they could find on that website, and then that would direct them to the proper area. There's also another site called IAMHTM.org. It's IAMHTM.org. And again, that's another site that has a lot of information, resources, professional organizations, frequently asked questions. Any information that they might want would be at that website.
Well, thank you, Steve, for being on with us this morning, and we hope that you'll come back and be on again.
I would love to, and thanks a lot for having us.
That was Steve Yelton, professor in the Electrical Engineering Technology Department at Cincinnati State Technical Community College. And May 17th through May 23rd is Healthcare Technology Management Week. Now here's Car Care Tips.
Are you thinking of working on your car?